You are now listening to the Shane Edmonds Show.
Finally, the three amigos have come back for another episode of Shane Edmonds Show. How y'all doing, fellas?
Doing good.
Feeling fucking great.
I didn't introduce ourselves this time. Did you notice that?
I did. I'm
Introduce us. Go
that's
back.
That's why we hesitated. We were like, we're waiting for the...
Rewind.
As always, I'm Jason, Blake, and Josh.
Yo.
Whoop, whoop.
Here on the 1st of October with this full moon.
We've got breaking news. Tomorrow, Josh turns 30. Woo, 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 woo.
Oh, shit, son. Oh, God.
It's going to come in like a bag of bricks.
I'll wake up and just be like old and wrinkly.
You've had a rough year this year. 29 has whipped your ass.
Fucking right.
It's a good thing he only lives 2 blocks away because I'm going to have to go wheel him out of the house, put him in his truck.
I haven't seen pictures, but I heard you were fucked up the other day.
Oh, yeah. You want to see a picture? I got a picture. Oh.
Dude, I literally thought he got stung by a fucking hornet's nest. So while you're pulling up the picture, I'll tell everyone. So,
oh, God.
Yesterday. Josh sends me a picture.
Oh, God.
And was just like, might not make it to kickball.
No.
His cheeks are fucking like a chipmunk preparing for winter.
Just one side. Hold on. Just one side.
One cheek. He had one inflamed cheek.
It looked like Kimbo Slice hit you in that motherfucker.
And that's what everybody was asking me. They're like, did you hit it? Did you, like, what have you done? And I was like, nothing.
It didn't hurt at all. It looks like it hurts.
I just had a little tightness kind of back here. A little sore, but other than that, I mean, I felt fine. It just got really hot. It got warm.
Because of the infection.
Yeah. So.
So what was it?
I have an infected salivary gland.
How does that happen?
They said that you can get like stones, almost like a kidney stone, but in your salivary gland, and it blocks it up, and then it gets infected.
You drink some more water, son.
That ain't got nothing to do with
so
water.
So basically, kids, all he's trying to say is don't do drugs and don't get herpes.
That's right.
Because those two
things
are I want
to apologize related. In advance. My sinuses. If y'all hear me over here, just I'm going to be clearing my throat like DJ Cool all night, okay?
As long as you ain't smacking them lips.
Yeah, those cookies. I'm mad we don't have any this week.
Marie said there better be some goddamn cookies when she out.
Oh, shit, yeah. Is she who's coming? All right, so
Lolo's
are we gonna come on first. Are we gonna announce this?
Let's announce it,
ladies and gentlemen, listeners all over the world.
I would do a drum roll, but I don't want to wake up the kids.
Kid,
we're swapping wives.
Yeah, we're doing a fucking wife swap.
Not the kind you're thinking, though.
Get your head out of the gutter,
you sons of bitches.
So what we're gonna do is each host is going to swap out with their
significant other will come on, and they will sit out.
In their place. I'm excited.
I think it'll be a good time.
Switch it up a little bit.
We'll just talk shit about the person who's not here.
That's right.
It'll be a good time.
Well, it's going to be great because I get to sit in on mine to run the computer.
Bullshit. I can figure that shit out.
Nope, fuck y'all.
I click the little red button, and then we're good to go, and then I'm ready to stop. I hit the space bar.
If you're sitting in here, you're getting duct tape put over your mouth.
That's
you're
fine.
Not going to say a fucking word.
I've got some lime green duct tape in the truck.
I won't talk at all.
Good. Better not.
But yeah, starting next episode, that'll be episode 15.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Good timing.
Milestone.
Hit a milestone, start fucking changing things up. Let's go.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I want to bring this up real quick. For those that did listen or did not listen, either way, y'all two will be jumping this weekend.
Yeah. 2 days
from now.
I said
that with a question to make.
Yeah. As of right now, and the forecast still says it's supposed to be sunny, so we should be good to go. Awesome. 10 o'clock on Saturday, we'll be falling from the sky.
Awesome.
Looking forward to it.
So they won't know until episode 15 if we're alive or not.
Oh, my God.
Because this will be posted Monday.
And then
it might be me sent two other wives on here.
With Lauren and Ash.
Live streaming the funeral.
Live streaming the funeral right here on the Shane.
God damn it.
That's
fuck.
All right, what you got for us, Blake?
Dude,
who wants to go? You want to go first? Josh came prepared this week.
Let's start off, because mine's got a little lower. It's not an upbeat topic. It's something.
I'm
so let's start there, and then we'll climb our way back
up. It's good management. You bring in something good, hit the bad, and rear it up.
I'm like our fucking stats. I'm up and down over here. That's what I'm like.
So I'm going to tie into last week a little bit. At the end of the episode last week, we talked a little bit about our favorite bands.
Oh, excuse
thank
me.
Thank you for that.
Sorry. Smell that one.
Oh, God.
Smells like booty hole.
October 1st is the start of ass eating season, if you're wondering. But it is not booty hole. Back to Josh.
We were talking about our favorite bands, and in Jason's top five, he had Linkin Park.
Yes.
So that goes hand in hand with Chester Bennington and his his mental health issues. And I just wanted to take our time to talk about mental health today, because as somebody who struggles with mental health, like, I feel like I've never had a platform to talk about how I deal with it and what mm-hmm. I go through.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have that platform, and I want to get that out there. And, you know, it's okay to struggle with mental health. It's not something that anybody should hide or be ashamed of or you know, anything like that. And it's just I want to open y'all up and have a conversation about this.
Let's have some kind of what do you want to talk about?
I'm there with you. I got some demons, and I've accepted that it's okay sometimes to not feel okay.
Absolutely.
Everybody has demons.
We all do, and we all deal with it in different ways.
That's right.
And, you know, there's a lot of times where you just feel like you're not good enough for anything. Well, this has been my experience.
No, I'm right there with you.
I'll go days at a time where I'm just like, fuck everything.
You feel like shit.
Yeah.
I'm actually in one of those funks right now. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you will get out of it. That's.
I know I will. That'll be next week. I'll be all chipper, you know. It'll be fine. It comes and goes.
Unless
everybody
don't succeed at skydiving.
Yeah, then it'll last longer
than the
week.
Then I'll probably spiral out of control. No, I'm glad you brought this up. We should talk about this.
Yeah, I think it was National Suicide Prevention Month.
Oh,
yeah.
Did we miss it?
We did. I'm pretty sure it was September. Yeah.
Fuck, we could have saved so many people.
Our timing is terrible. What's new?
No, I'm glad you brought this up, because I do feel like men especially
have
a hard time with mental health, because we're raised and groomed to be these tough soldiers, you know, no emotion. You know, you got two emotions. Men have two emotions. I've gone to counseling many times over my life. Some more recently, too.
Yeah.
That I didn't share with some people, you know, a lot of people. But my counselor at the time did say, men, the problem with men in this generation, or any generation, is that they're groomed and raised basically to have two emotions, happy and angry.
Yes, that's.
Not, there's, you know, sad doesn't
there's
exist.
No, there's no
you
in
know
between.
What I'm
there's,
like,
no, there's no middle ground. It's either happy or mad. And
so, ladies, if you're listening, I can tell you from experience personally, if your man is angry for a week straight, odds are he's in some kind of depression.
Something's going on.
He's sad, but he only knows how to express anger or happy.
Yeah.
If it's not happy, it's going to be anger. So if he's sad, it's going to be anger. If he's depressed, it's going to be anger. You know, any other emotion other than happy, it's angry.
Yeah.
And angry is a huge umbrella.
It is. It encompasses a lot. And
yeah.
It's okay. Like, everybody will eventually come out of that.
Yeah.
And it's such a tough topic to talk about. But like you said, men are groomed to not show emotion for the most part. You know,
happy or angry.
Yeah,
that's the only thing allowed. And but it shouldn't be that way. They should be able to shed a tear.
It's okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, in my experience, I spend so much of my time at work alone that you really that's when I really get into my head.
Fester.
I sit there and I just start thinking about stuff, and it just spirals down from there. And
should be festering.
It does.
You got an unexpected bill pop up, and that done set you off and got you thinking and put you in a funk, and now you're thinking about other funky shit, and it does.
Yep. And you just feel like you'll never get out of there.
Yeah. I've got some unexpected bills pop up on me, and I'm in that. I think that's what's put me in the. I'm stressing, anxiety, and it leads to depression and a funk, but it will. I know it'll get all right.
And that's the other part of it, you know. Mental health just doesn't have to be depression. It no. doesn't have to be. It's anxiety. It's all those other things, you yeah. know, that affect your mindset.
That's right.
And I feel I suffer from both. You know, it doesn't take much to get me anxious about something.
Yeah.
It really doesn't, but
yeah.
It's all in how we deal with it. And you know, my typically the way I deal with it is through music. I listen to music and kind of get, now that's probably why I listen to so much hardcore music, is cuz it kind of gets that anger out of you, and then you kind of bounce back. Yeah, that shit
pulls it out.
Yeah, it does. It kind of sucks
you get
that
it out. Or yeah. Every now and then you find a song that just brings you back, though.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They shit hits you deep.
Yeah.
And it brings you back to
something motivational.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, music definitely has always been my open point, but now it's like, I don't know, feel bad one of those days and just come home and get to play with the little man, and it's
yeah,
like
that's,
nothing
that's
else
thing.
Fucking matters. Yep. Then. Yep. Everything that was bothering me is gone. I'm going to hit that bed at night and just tomorrow's a new fucking day.
Yep.
I'm going to hit you with one, though, but sometimes that doesn't fix it.
That's true,
sometimes
though.
It,
I've been there
sometimes
before,
it makes
too.
It worse.
Sometimes it does. When you, I mean, just I'm seeing on like the extremely bad days
yeah.
when you come home and then.
It's stuff you didn't even know was going on. Now you're getting hit in the face with all that stuff.
You know,
yeah.
And it can add fuel to the fire, but sometimes, like you said, you come home and you're like, shit, what am I boo-hooing about? Look at this beautiful family of mine.
Yeah. Yep.
But no, it is a real topic, and it doesn't, you know, you see people talk about it, but I feel like it doesn't get necessarily addressed deep enough.
It doesn't.
Dudes, you know, it's just one of those things.
Dudes have got to open up to other dudes. You know, if you got a best friend, your homies, don't be afraid to open up.
Shit, even if you don't know any one of us, if you message the Shane Edmonds Show, we will fucking talk to you about whatever you want to talk
You're
about.
Damn right.
Yeah.
All three of us will be in that bitch responding. You don't know what's going on, but you
don't know who's. All three of us might be responding.
No, for real. If you ever need to talk to someone, please reach out to us. We've all three been there before, so we know what it's like.
Fuck you.
All right, well, we're gonna move on from this topic. We're gonna bring the mood back up a little
bring
bit.
Bring the mood
now.
Back up. All right.
Can I announce that I have deactivated my Facebook?
Well, okay, so don't message Jason.
not directly. Yeah, he'll still get the Shane Edmonds Show.
I don't know.
Oh, no, you won't. You'll
because
just get direct
through,
messages.
Yeah. But you can look me up, Jason Nolte.
You know you can keep Facebook. You can, like, close Facebook, but keep Messenger.
Yeah, that's
Messenger.
That's what he's
okay,
saying. He has Messenger. He just
somebody messaged me today.
That was hard to get out for some reason. I was struggling there.
No, it sounds
like me every day.
All right.
Stuttering over my words. Over
well,
here.
I just got some cool news topics. I was surfing the web. Just want to talk about some things. One, the meteor. Yesterday
the
morning, 6:30.
Missed it.
I think you're the only one at this table who knows what you're talking about.
Well, I'll be honest. I didn't fucking see it, but I was on Facebook. I was at Honeywell, so I wasn't focusing outside. But I was on Facebook, and someone I know was like, man, did anybody just see a huge blue flash in King William? And everyone was like, oh, it's a transformer, da-da-da, whatever. No, it was a meteor that went across the whole East Coast. I watched a bunch of videos on it from like the Ring doorbells, and it literally was a blue flash, like if a transformer were to blow on a telephone pole. It was fucking legit.
I didn't have nothing like that on my.
Yeah, I didn't
blink.
I didn't see anything about it.
Yeah.
I didn't even see anything about it on Facebook.
That motherfucker catches the paper delivery guy at 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, no, it was neat, and then. I went for some wild shit on these. So Great Britain, UK, is testing out jetpack suits for paramedics.
No, I didn't. I think I heard about that.
They've been doing trials and stuff, and they have lost some hikers.
For what reason?
For like mountains and stuff where it's hard.
Because a helicopter's not good enough.
There's not always room to land a helicopter. But if you got a jetpack or you got basically a fucking Iron Man suit, from what I heard,
look, yeah,
you're gonna be able to land that.
Have y'all not watched the Netflix special Challenger yet?
I started it. I did. I haven't watched.
I would not
want
any fucking jet fuel attached
anywhere near me. Yeah. Shit, we just had that. I mean, there were no passengers on board, but the one that was, it was probably like, what, 4 or 5 years ago now? Where it was just taking supplies up to the space station.
Oh, they just took one a couple months back.
No, I know that. That one was successful, but the one I'm talking about blew up on
yeah.
the way
oh,
right
was
after
a, there
launch.
There were several that blew up right at, or something.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. that's the kind of shit that freaks me out.
Well, they've been using it, and they said they found, like, two people hiking within 10 minutes, and if they were, like, walking, searching for them, it would have taken them over an hour.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool.
It's definitely neat, but I'm still iffy on it. But that's why it's across the sea, across the pond.
Yeah, let them fuckers take at it.
So, you brought up the pond. I want to kind of, like,
segue. Yeah, come on. Bit.
Before I took my sabbatical.
From Facebook?
Yeah. Like the next morning.
We got to be specific.
Yeah.
Here.
From Facebook. The morning after the debate. And correct my pronunciation on this, but I followed a media page, is what you call it. Unilad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they post that. All types of shit.
They're British. Not a lot of times they'll post funny shit, whatever. Yeah.
Usually I
but
think
sometimes
that's what I
they
say.
Like to dabble in the American politics, and I don't know why, because they're Brits.
Who doesn't, though?
But I get on there, and I see all these fucking Brits on there. Ah, America's a piece of shit. And I'm like, listen here, motherfucker. Nobody wants your fucking tea. You can keep it across the pond. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't come over here talking shit. Y'all can't even say what the hell you want to say without getting thrown locked up.
Y'all fucking lost to a colony with no government. Like, really? Don't fucking talk to me.
Lost to some backwood boys.
Bullshit,
lost
motherfucker.
To fucking Mel Gibson, baby.
Bitch ass motherfucker. Fuck y'all. This is America.
Y'all still have a fucking queen over there.
Now like, they finally overthrow her, I believe.
And she's still the queen.
But
she has no ruling authority, I guess. But
yeah.
There but is still a technical
There is
queen.
A huge black conservative movement happening over across the pond, though. So don't let these fuckers fool you.
Really?
They got an uprising of their own.
Yeah, like a little. They got their own little black conservative uprising going on.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know. The only reason I know is because I follow Candace Owens, and she's gone over there and helped them do some things.
Yeah,
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
And other, damn, I can't think of some of the other people off the top of my head, but there's some people helping. Yeah, no, I just wanted to say I saw. I'm like, oh, fucking other countries talking shit.
Really?
Fuck
Take care of your
here.
Own shit.
Fuck
out of
here.
Don't worry about
Our
us.
Our problems are minute to y'all's problems. Y'all motherfuckers can't walk down the street without the fucking popo knowing where you at.
Yeah, didn't you just have a group of people trying to leave your country? Like Brexit? Wasn't that a thing?
I don't know.
Brexit? Y'all don't remember that shit from like 2 or 3 years ago?
Let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck.
Was it Ireland that was like, nah, we don't want to be a part of y'all anymore. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Getting, breaking away from like the union or whatever.
Yeah, like shut the fuck up over there.
Bitch, who do y'all call when your nation needs help?
Your crooked ass teeth.
You don't call Canada. You don't call nobody. You call fucking USA. Fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Get fucked.
I just wanted to get that off my chest.
It's rodeo time, old son.
You know what I'm saying? Like
patriotism. Fuck yeah.
You know, fuck, I mean, yeah, we got our problems over here. But I guess what? Ain't nobody fucking fleeing their country to go to Britain. Fuck, no, they ain't. They're coming here.
That's right.
Legally.
That's true.
Legally and illegally.
Land of the free.
Home of the fucking brave.
That's
Jesus.
Right.
All right, I got one more good one.
Bring it in.
So, listeners, this will be out on the 5th. So, this will be the last day to register if your name is Orlando. Frontier Flights is partnered with Visit Orlando.
Hold
offering.
On, time out. Back off the mic a little bit.
Register for what?
Well,
back up off the mic.
Give
just
me
a little
second.
Bit.
I'm excited here. Frontier Flights.
Are. Back up off the mic just a little bit.
I'm fucking good, bitch.
You're hype blowing my eardrums. Maybe my mic.
Maybe
my earpiece
your head,
is too loud.
It's your headphones. It's your fucking headphones. Fuck you. Frontier Flights.
If I'm right, listeners, please write it.
Frontier Flights partnered with Visit Orlando, offering free flights to Orlando between October 13th and October 20th for anyone named Orlando, first or last name.
Ooh,
Orlando Bloom, you better get in there.
Come on.
He takes a PJ. He's not worried about a fucking commercial
he is
flight.
Not in fucking Frontier. I ain't never heard of them before.
I've heard of Frontier.
Sounds like something that'd be in Alaska. But either way, I mean, applications accepted through 10-5. Best believe if I was named Orlando, I'd be taking up on that shit.
Free flights from anywhere.
I didn't know. I didn't see no fine print. You know, it's somewhere in there.
Oh, you got to pay taxes. It's like winning a car. You got to pay the taxes on that bitch.
You got to pay $120 just for your carry-on.
Yeah. No free carry-on.
Well, Since we're talking about fucking flights, I'm glad we... Have y'all heard about...
Jason's dying.
The corona all over the mic. God damn it. Have y'all heard... I don't know where it is. India, Bangladesh, fuck if I know.
Middle East.
Somewhere. They were offering flights to nowhere. So kind of like a cruise to nowhere where you just go out in the water, you come back. People that... I think it was Australia now that I think about it. Because there were people that... The airlines are trying to find a way to make money because people aren't traveling anymore. So they were offering
maybe
flights to nowhere.
Maybe if they had more room on the fucking plane, people wouldn't have bought, you know.
Singapore.
I mean, shit, they pack,
Singapore. God, fuck it.
They pack
Sorry,
in.
Sorry, I had to look it up.
They pack you in. You know,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, and these flights are like, I think the lowest is like $700.
Who the fuck wants to pay $700
up to $2,000
to go nowhere?
That's what I'm saying.
How long are you flying for? It's not like a ship.
Probably like 7 hours, six or seven hours.
Dad, who wants to fly for 6 or 7 hours
for no reason?
Flying is not enjoyable.
No,
it's
not.
Different than a cruise.
But I guess some people do find it enjoyable.
Is that all inclusive? They fucking feeding you, and I don't talk about no fucking peanuts.
Well, for $700 fucking dollars, they better be
all the booze I can drink. All
right, here you go. Hold on. Royal Brunei Airlines. This guy enjoyed his 85-minute experience on his flight to nowhere, which the airline calls the Dine and Fly program. Serves a local cuisine to passengers while flying over the country. And he said,
"Only
I never
for 85 minutes?"
He said, "I never realized how much I miss flying and traveling." Well, you ain't fucking going nowhere, so are y'all really trying?
Hold on now.
It's all over down there.
I understand. I'm just mind boggled at. I'd rather have hospital food than airline food.
And you got to think about this. These are Singapore, third world country. Am I wrong?
I don't fucking know.
I don't think so. I think Singapore's pretty booming.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Where is that at? Look that up.
I got
Singapore. I got more shit on the flights to nowhere.
Okay,
for
well read on it. Read on in it.
Earlier in the month, the Taiwanese airline filled all 309 seats on its Hello Kitty-themed A330 Dreamjet for Father's Day in Taiwan. Japan's Something Airways had a Hawaiian resort-themed 90-minute flight.
These are several countries that are doing this now.
300 people on board. There's no social distancing on 300-person flight.
No. If you need to know the dialing code to Singapore, it's plus 65.
Okay. Here you go. Here's the one you probably saw. Thursday... Qantas announced a flight to nowhere over Australia. That flight sold out in 10 fucking minutes.
That's the one.
10 fucking minutes. Here you go. That flight ranged in price from $787
to like $2,000.
$3,787 Australian dollars, or about $575 American dollars to $2,765.
Who would pay $2,000 to go on a flight to nowhere?
And they brought back sightseeing flights to Antarctica.
Just to go see some fucking kangaroos dance around in Australia.
Yeah. Singapore is an island, literally, and there's just a little bit of water in between it. That's Singapore there. Just on the bottom side of Malaysia. But the pictures here, I mean, it doesn't look third world in the pictures, but, you know.
But you got to think.
But look at Budai. Budai is, I mean, but it's in the... Middle of nowhere.
You mean Dubai?
Dubai, Abu Dhabi, whatever the fuck.
The UAE.
You know what I was talking about.
Dubai's.
Yeah, it's like.
You know what? People listen. You know why the only reason people listen to us, they're like, look, listen to these dumbasses talk. They don't know where don't know what Singapore is, where it's at, calling Dubai, Abu Dhabi.
Like, they have all the facts knowing, like, to prove us wrong, but they're like, they're so fucking stupid. We're not even going to bother sending them the fact checks.
But you got to think, there's some people out there who are like, well, I've never had the money to go on a plane, but now I can experience that and not have to go anywhere.
But that's fucking stupid.
But I'm just saying, like, you want to experience that. That's the only justification I can think of. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. You know, you've never been able to experience flight because obviously normally you have to book a vacation on top of that, which costs more money. So now you can book just a flight to experience it, and it's a little different.
I think it's more just because people are so tired of being at home, they want to get back to normal life.
They want some sort of something that resembles travel.
Yeah, that's all that
Sorry,
is.
Sorry, I'm checking my Snapchat. That's my man Greg Lurie.
Oh, shit.
Got himself some neons up underneath his sofa. Just bought a house.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
What else we got?
But, yeah. Hold on, one more about the planes.
That's how much I don't give a fuck.
So one country that was like, we're not going to allow you to fly the plane to nowhere. It's because people were complaining that's a waste of fuel. You're fucking burning up the atmosphere.
The carbon monoxide emissions.
Fucking anyway, in the Paris Accord. So this airline came out and said, all right, y'all want to play that game? We'll still let you come on the plane and eat dinner on the tarmac.
damn. Because they serve such wonderful food.
Here's some nuts. But I don't know. Over
it's
there.
Not, I could see Carnival Cruise Line saying, hey, come get you some 5-star meal on the dock. Like, I understand that.
Oh, I would do that.
At least
you're
on a boat.
And I would probably take my happy ass right on by the buffet, right on by the Silver Dining Room, and go right to Guy's Burgers.
Guy Fieri's Burgers, because it's the bomb.com. But at least on the ship, you still got pools, you got an arcade, you've got a fucking casino, you've got other stuff to do other than just sit in your seat and not do jack shit.
Fuck y'all, I'm going to the Blue Iguana Bar, baby.
Fucking fat bastard sitting beside you, crushing you in there while you're trying to eat a
fucking
meal.
And the person
meal.
In front of you is reclined all the way back, you ain't got no room.
Who the fuck enjoys that?
I don't know. All right, we're ready to move on.
Move on, y'all get me hyped up.
All right, I got a question.
Rock and roll, what is it?
If you had to be shipwrecked on a deserted island, but all your human needs, such as food and water, were taken care of, what two items would you want to have?
If I was shipwrecked and all my
shipwrecked
food?
And yeah, food and water, what two items? Jason, you go first.
Is there any rules to this? Like, I don't want to.
I mean, yeah, like you gotta go. I can't say I want a boat.
Well, it says no, two I'm items. Saying. You can.
Well, that's bullshit. That defeats the purpose of being shipwrecked.
That's why I'm kind of confused.
I want a spare boat.
Where'd you get this from?
I came up with it.
Did you really?
Fuck no. I saw it. Dude, okay. All right, okay. Come on.
So you have to be trapped on this island. What two items would you want?
I would like my wife to be there.
That's not an item.
That's not an item.
Let me tell you what. Right here.
Did you get her off the shelf?
No.
Okay, then she's not an item.
Inanimate. See, that booty's a shelf, though. God,
that WAP is top shelf.
Top shelf. God.
Inanimate objects.
Inanimate.
Okay.
I guess, even though I'm on a sabbatical, I guess I would want my phone just so I could communicate with the rest of the world. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. If you had to pick.
Well, you need a second item because it's
and
two.
And then food's already there. That's what I'm saying. This is.
That's what makes it tricky.
Not
what
as
would
hard
you,
as it should be because you already got food. What else do you need?
Exactly. So why are you having a hard time with it?
Do you already have two picked out?
You goddamn right.
You've been thinking about that all day, though.
Like 2 hours.
I would say a phone. And I feel so stupid for saying that. Is that weird?
No.
Like, I'm like, God, that's how desperate I am.
But you don't have, I mean, you're on a remote island. You don't have internet access to internet. So what's a phone going to do for you?
See, that's where Spotify, baby.
Critical thinking. You don't have access.
You don't have internet.
It's downloaded. Downloaded to my fucking phone, my playlist.
Yeah, but you can't hear new music. You go crazy listening to the same shit.
I listen to the same shit every other fucking day.
He's got like 2,000 songs up in there.
All right, so food is there. I guess I'd. God damn it, I have to say some fucking alcohol. Can I just do a broad and just say alcohol?
That's fine.
I got to make it enjoyable. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it, let me kick back. Fucking make me look like Tom Cruise. Throw me a little raft together so I can just sit out on the just in the water's edge and drink some beer.
just like fucking, a little, you just need like a flamingo float. That's all you want.
If I'm here, let's enjoy it. You know what I mean?
That's right.
God damn, I don't know why that was so hard. All right. Move on.
Josh.
Who's next?
I'm going to go with two things that you're both probably going to be like, what the fuck? Give me, like you said, an unlimited supply of music. That I don't care how I get it. I just want unlimited access to any music I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I want unlimited access to any books that I want.
Books?
Yeah.
You read?
I'm trying to learn.
God, I didn't know you were a book reading kind of guy.
I mean, I don't read all the fucking time, but I enjoy a book. If I'm going to be trapped on an island, I got to do something. What am I supposed to say? I want a fucking soccer ball? Fuck that.
Fuck that.
I'd give me like, some books.
Give me a soccer ball. I'll just toss it up in the air. Fucking read.
Oh, my God.
All right, Blake.
All right.
Let's hear your two items you've been thinking about.
Island means water. So I'm going fishing pole
and a dildo.
No. I'm going to go with phone for music. And I can take pictures. Well, I ain't got no charger, but fuck it.
Oh, fuck.
You only get two. God damn it.
I got 8 hours.
Fuck it.
That's it.
That,
shit.
That bitch going to be in the sun.
That's why I just said, I don't care how I get it. Unlimited supply of music.
Fishing pole and blanket. I'll build shelter. I'll watch Survivor. Fishing pole.
Build me a fishing pole.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Or a spear. I'd be out there.
Fishing pole and bedding. Fishing pole and bedding. That's what I'm going with.
I mean, you just do that for fun because all your food's provided.
Backtrack.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's just trophy.
We're missing one important thing. Motherfucking sunscreen.
You build shade. You build a tent.
Yeah, but you got to be out there fishing fucking shit. You might be out there after. I don't know why we're fishing because we got food.
Wait a second. He didn't say the food was cooked. So I can build a fish pole. I'm going bedding and grill.
See, now this is getting all fucked.
Oh, my God.
You got fired, though, so fuck it.
The rails have come off this idea.
We got all over the place. All right, I got another one.
Ozzy Osbourne got a hold of us crazy train.
Oh, no, Lord.
Ashley gave me one.
Oh.
It's not a question. It's a game.
Let's go.
We playing a game
like
in here.
Games.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Huh? Oh, Lord.
When was the last time you played this?
Middle school?
So 30 years ago?
Yeah. 20 years ago.
Whatever.
All right. So Ashley,
you have our topic.
17. Ashley gave us three, but then we can come up with three. But she wants us to use these three. Shout out to her. Two episodes in a row. She's taking on Mimi for the throne.
We haven't brought up Mimi till just now.
There was. All right. Fuck, marry, kill. Khloe Kardashian.
Which one is she?
She's the youngest one. She's the one who just had a baby. And the dude was cheating on her with...
He's a basketball player.
Yeah, well, they're all basketball players.
Kanye West.
The youngest one. Kanye West is a fucking basketball player. She is the least attractive of the three.
Really?
What's the one? Yeah.
I don't think she's attractive. I think the oldest one's the most attractive.
The one that was... The one Rob Disick was all up in.
Yeah.
Lord Disick.
Lord Disick. Flip it like Disick.
All right, so
he is my fucking spirit animal, first of all.
I want to know how in the fuck this motherfucker... They done broke up like two, three years ago.
Oh, but he's
ago.
Still in the
still
family.
On the fucking show.
Oh, I know. It's all about the ratings. That. All right, here you go.
And he got his own show.
Come on. Khloe Kardashian. Right,
yep.
That's who you're fucking?
No.
This is... These are the names. Calm down.
We got a pick from these names?
Yes.
Oh,
that's the whole point of the game.
I've never... It's been that long.
All right, so go with the next two.
I thought these were your picks. That's what I was like.
These were Ashley's for us to do. Ronda Rousey and Ivanka Trump. She tried to give me Amy Schumer, and I said no. I battled the third name like 20 times with her, and finally she texted.
Okay.
So,
marry and kill.
Yeah.
So.
Josh, you're first. You swinging?
Ba-ba-da-bam.
I'm gonna kill Ronda Rousey because she would probably kill me first. So I've got to get her out of the way. Like you got to knock that one out, right?
I don't know.
God damn, that's your wife you're talking about.
All right, so you're killing Ronda. You done already fucked up.
God damn it.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't want to marry or fuck Ronda Rousey. She looks like a dude.
She looks pretty good. She's just muscular.
No, I don't think she's attractive. Anywho,
okay.
She looks better than Khloe Kardashian.
All right, let them pick. Then open discussion. This is not the debate.
I'm gonna marry the Kardashian, and I'm gonna
President Trump.
And then I'm gonna fuck the shit out of Trump's daughter.
Oh, it's Ivanka.
It's Ivanka.
I thought she said Melania.
No.
My hearing's fucked up, too.
Maybe we need to turn your headphones.
I guess all I heard was Trump. And then I was like, ooh, Melania.
Could have been Donald all right. for all he
Ivanka
could.
Looks good, too.
Okay, yeah. So Josh is killing Ronda Rousey.
I am.
He's marrying Khloe Kardashian.
Yep.
And he's
Why?
Fucking Ivanka Trump's.
That's
vagina.
Because he's,
I've ruined that one.
You know what he's doing? He's raising his point value by marrying her.
Well, you know why he's getting the Kardashian motherfucker want that money.
She ain't getting no prenup in this shit.
Boy, you white. She ain't going to want you for long.
You don't think Ivanka ain't got that money?
I mean,
she
I know
probably
she
got
does.
More money.
She got her daddy's money.
And mama's good looks.
At least with the Kardashian, I know I don't have to be there for very long because I'll get kicked out of the family.
You can just go bang the other sisters. Fuck it.
Isn't that what Disney did?
No.
Jason?
Accused of doing.
You're
what
up.
Accused so. Of messing with one of the Jenner girls.
I don't think so.
You're up, Jason.
I thought he was accused of sending a dick pic to one of the Jenner, Kylie Jenner, or
maybe,
whatever.
I don't know.
We'll get Lauren will tell us. She said reality TV.
She's a okay.
She's going to be screaming at the radio when she's listening to this, like, you should fucking know that shit.
Bravo, bravo, bravo. All right.
I think they're on E.
Da, 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 da. Here we go. I'm going to... It's fuck, marry, kill, right?
Yeah.
That's the order?
I mean, I you don't have to do that order. Obviously,
no,
I didn't.
I'm going
to
stay in that order. I'm going to fuck Ronda Rousey.
Ah.
She going to beat your ass, dude.
I don't give a shit. I like it rough. I'm going to fuck Ronda Rousey. I'm going to kill Khloe Kardashian and marry Ivanka Trump.
Okay.
All right. Whatever.
All right, you ready?
Yep, go ahead.
I'm pretty much the same as Jason. We're just flopped. I'm a fuck Ivanka Trump. I'm going to marry Ronda Rousey because then I have a personal bodyguard the rest of my life.
If I had the... You got the fucking money. If you marry Ivanka, you can hire one.
I fucking bet my wife could kick your wife's ass at the bar every night.
I don't
Ronda,
need to be...
Ronda's got me, baby.
And she'd Josh be, ain't got...
She'll
well,
be doing the jiu-jitsu moves on sex.
At least my girl got looks.
She'll be throwing me against the wall, fucking me.
What'd you do?
I said, I'm fucked up. Everybody going to be looking at my wife. I'm going to be over there in the corner. Come up in there. Stop looking.
So, yeah, I'm marrying Rhonda, and I'm going to just fuck Ivanka Trump.
Where the who picked these names?
And
Ashley,
in the Oval Office. I'm going to give it to her where I want to give it to her.
In the Oval Office.
I'll tell you the name.
We're going to get canceled for this shit.
I'll tell you the name she wanted.
Oh,
so
God.
It was Amy Schumer before Ivanka. We had.
Can I kill her? I'm just going to go ahead and kill
God.
Her anyway. All
right, yeah. So we'll decide on the third one every time. So it was Khloe, Rhonda. She then said Lady Gaga. And I was like, I don't know. Then she said Sandra Bullock. Love her. And I was like.
It's an easy. I mean,
you probably just marry her.
Yeah.
Then she said Shania Twain, and I'm like,
oh my God.
She done disappeared back into Canada.
Maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago, all over it.
She's still looking good. I look
I'm sure
the
she
other
is.
Day.
Yeah. And then she said Ivanka Trump, and I was like, winner. Winner.
Yeah.
We need a good right winged person. So what you got? Do y'all want to make up three new ones or your own three?
I don't think that's how this works.
Well, we'll make up three real quick.
I've got... I would need time to think about this.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. I can't think of...
No, I mean, because I got to come in hard. You know what I mean?
All like, right.
I gotta,
next episode, we'll each have one. Our own.
Oh, we got... You know what? We're going to have a list for the ladies.
Ooh, that's a good one.
An F Mary Kill?
Yeah.
We can start a new little trend here.
A list for the ladies.
Okay.
I like
Since
it.
Since they got us on it, we'll get them on it.
Yeah.
Payback's a bitch.
So you got to think of some, like, throw Shia LaBeouf in there.
But what generation Shia LaBeouf? Right now.
Yep. Yeah, otherwise, you'd be fucking molesting a kid.
God, you know, he could... Him and Post Malone could almost be his stunt double. Just the, how nappy they both look these
God
days.
Bless.
Him smoking that joint in the car while they were fucking doing that table read or whatever for some movie was hilarious.
Supposedly, Post Malone's next album is going to be rock.
I can see that.
I can get down with some Post Malone. I
you know what Post Malone is? I was thinking hard. I'm like, you know, you don't really hear his true voice. So he's using, you know,
some auto tune.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. He's the white T-Pain. In a sense of just like, you know, T-Pain was known for having that auto-tuned voice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Post Malone is just so fucking talented. It's
talented.
Insane.
You know, he is talented. I mean,
he's over there singing Bob Dylan and everything else like it's nothing. And then rapping like a G.
He is talented. He's going to throw his life away, though. But he's going to... He's on something. I watched a video on that. He's coming out on stage like fucking...
Puking everywhere. I've heard
Come
that.
On, man.
Yeah.
It happens to the best of them, but it's going to catch up to him.
Well, he'll
be the next Mac Miller.
That's what I'm thinking.
He's only like 23 or something. He's still really young.
And I think that's the problem, man.
It all goes to their head real quick.
Yeah.
Real fucking quick.
Holy shit. Well, y'all got any good takeaways for tonight's episode? Maybe something positive?
Positive.
Maybe start like new little trends here?
I'm proud that we live in America. Even though, no, seriously, think about all the blessings it is to be American.
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
God damn, we sound good.
We're singing two episodes in a row
hey,
for y'all.
Look, get ready, serious. Christmas carols with the Shane Evans Show That's coming to you right. in December.
We're putting out a Christmas album.
In October, like everybody else. Lowe's has already got the Christmas decorations out.
Oh, real quick. I just want to bring up the Dax Shepherd thing.
I missed it.
Oh, y'all did you hear about it, Blake?
No.
Oh, he relapsed.
Yeah, he relapsed.
Really?
Yeah, he did. He was in some sort of accident, and they gave him painkillers, and he was fucking popping them things like candy. But
is he still with Kristen Bell?
Yeah, he finally came out like to her and a couple friends and said, "Look, I'm fucking off. I'm off the wagon again. Like, I need some help." And so I think he's like 2 or 3 weeks in now that he's back clean.
Yeah.
But he'd gone 16 fucking years
clean.
Yep.
There's something about when you've been addicted.
That's another thing of mental health, if you ask me. Like
it is. If you've ever... All right, I'm 8 years smoke-free.
Ooh.
Okay.
You're coming up on what, 3?
I think... I don't fucking... 4?
It's like 2, 3, or 4.
Did you quit before my wedding? Or the year of my wedding?
I don't remember.
I feel like it's only 3.
I think we're coming up on 3.
It's coming up on 3 this January.
Yeah. Like it'll be... This is the 3rd full year now?
No,
I'll hit 3. I will reach 3 years this December
31st. You started January 1, 18.
I guess. I don't fucking know. I don't keep track of it. I don't care.
I don't feel like it was that long ago. Like as far as like hitting 4 years.
Yeah.
I think
I'm hitting 3. Yeah.
Anyways, and the only reason I know is because I quit when Jace was born. I had a couple relapses in there, small little stints, but
yeah.
I still count the total thing.
Yeah.
There's not a day that I can, well, that's an exaggeration, but sometimes I still dream of a good cigarette.
Just,
you know what I'm saying?
It's so hard when I get to drinking. Like, that's when I'm just like, man, I could go for a smoke right now.
I don't even get that. I guess I'm beyond the urge of that. My biggest urge is like, when I've overeaten.
Oh, yeah. That was always the go-to.
Blake's like, I don't even know this feeling up in here.
No,
you fucking eat too much and you're miserable. You have a cigarette and you're like, I'm good to go now.
I just live a good black and mild.
Ooh. But yeah, you know, you can walk. Like, you walk down the streets or whatever. And I've got a pretty good nose for cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like, most smoking smells like shit now. You know, now that I'm... Smoke free, all that.
Yeah. Every time you walk through it, you're like, oh,
God,
fuck.
It stinks so bad.
Disgusting.
But there's one cigarette smoke that just gets me.
A Marlboro Bold?
A red.
A red?
A cowboy
killer. Cowboy killer, yes, sir.
Oh, cowboy killer.
And that's probably because that was one of my favorite cigarettes.
Mm.
Outside of like the occasional like clove, Jorn's, clove.
Oh, God,
you know which ones never bothered me? Mm. And I grew up. My parents did not smoke, but both step-parents smoke, and then just family and whatnot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Marlboro Lights, isn't that what you smoked?
I smoked menthol lights.
I hate the smell of a Marlboro Light.
That's what...
I hate the taste.
I think that's
of
what
a
Jimmy smokes. Isn't it?
That's what Jimmy smokes. He smokes the shorts.
Oh, he's a 72s.
Oh God,
that's a waste of money. You're paying the same amount for a shorter cigarette.
But
yeah,
those never seem to bother me. Like,
Marlboro's come out with some crazy shit now.
I mean, I can't stand a light for some reason. I don't like the way they taste. I don't know.
Any kind of light? Or
you, no, like a Marlboro light.
You never dabbled in the menthol, did you?
No, yeah, that's where I got my start.
Oh, okay.
I used to smoke full-fledged.
Yeah, so did I.
Menthols.
Marlboro we menthol, had a guy.
I moved. Then I
switched to Marlboro light. Menthol lights.
We had a guy at work that used to smoke the damn Marlboro blacks or whatever, the menthol blacks.
That's all new. That's all after.
You were smoking Bolds for a little while, weren't you?
No, I don't even know what that is.
I swear he'd smoke two packs a day on a route.
Fuck.
Then like two amps. Shout out to my boy Dino.
I smoked the Marlboro Blues. That was Marlboro Menthol Mediums.
That's what it was. Mediums, not Bolds. Medium. Bolds were the ones that tasted like a after dinner mint.
I don't know.
Then you got the Camel Crushes where you can.
Well, see, now I'm gonna throw it back further than Camel Crush. What were the Camels? Came in like a fluorescent pink or a pastel pink, and then they had a green one too.
I don't remember, but I remember we'd go to the hookah bar, and every time Camel reps would be in there handing out packs left and right.
Let me tell you what.
I know what you're talking about, though, but I can't think of what that was.
Those were good, too. And the crushes
Saharas or off the hookah?
Saharas. Off the hookah wasn't even dreamt of when we were going there. It was Saharas and Aladdin's.
And off the hookah still suck, so.
They all sucked.
No,
Saharas was the bomb.
I stayed up in there.
We did, every fucking night.
We had like three hookahs a night, crushing them.
Does that have nicotine in it?
Yeah, I think shisha does.
Shisha.
And then we ended up buying our own hookah.
We did, and we did fucking use it like three times because.
Well, me and Nick, the one we had at the apartment, that shit was always lit.
Oh, I'm thinking of the one like Reed brought home from.
I wish I was lit
from overseas.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No. You know what? Philip Morris. If we don't need to hand out no goddamn cigarettes, but Camels.
They were everywhere promoting.
You go downtown,
every club,
fucking scanning.
Yeah, they take your ID, scan it, and then you get coupons in the mail.
And I'm gonna tell you what, we were in there so much, we get to know the girls. Next thing you know, we're not getting one pack, we're getting fucking four packs a piece. And it didn't matter. I'm like, if somebody's like, I don't give a fuck. You get them four, he needs four packs too.
Yeah,
bitch, I just got eight packs.
Ain't
gotta
buy cigarettes for a week.
Smoke with cigarettes. Yeah. Are you the one that always does that shit?
Yeah, you've never seen the video?
I have.
Oh, the Boondock Saints video?
Yes.
Or not Boondock Saints, but just the Boondocks, I think is what it was. Yeah.
But I feel like you're the one that always says that.
Yeah. Spokes with cigarettes.
Okay. All right, you got any positive news? Anything you want to just say?
Positive news.
Just something.
Well, my positive news was the Dax Shepherd being back on the. Back on the wagon.
Back on the wagon. So just a little good insight.
If he can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah. Next Thursday, 1 week from today, will be my 8-year wedding anniversary.
Ooh.
You're the 8th? We're the 7th.
Ours 8th.
This is their 8th wedding anniversary.
But it is the 8th.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It's 8 on 8 this year. Shit.
Oh, dude.
Yours October 7th? Really?
Yeah. And when's Mimi? October 17th?
What are you on?
No, her birthday's coming up. She got married
in
January.
That's what I'm saying.
Her birthday's the 9th.
9th. We were talking about birthdays, not anniversaries.
Yeah, we were talking about anniversaries.
Mimi needs to throw a rager.
Wait.
His 8-year wedding anniversary. Never mind.
When's your birthday? Yours is in October, too.
I'm 21st.
Okay. I knew. Got it all fucked up. There's too much going on in October.
There's a lot.
I'm just not participating in October anymore. Let's just skip straight to. I'm ready to start Movember. Let's go.
I'm already jump started.
No, not No Shave November. Movember.
I'm not doing that.
I'm bringing the mustache back this year.
I'm gonna see how long
I should start now.
I'm bringing the womb broom back.
Jason, you got anything
positive?
Or just quote something?
Man, I'm all talked out for the night. You know.
Damn.
You can never go wrong with the old Wayne Gretzky quote. You miss 100% of the shots you never take.
That's right. I got some shit popping off. I got some personal things going on, and I'm just battling through that this week. You know, it's been, you know, I wanted to come out and say this. So I said it to Marie tonight. I was like, ever since I've come home from vacation, I ain't been right.
Talk to us.
I'm just not like in a funk, but just.
You just felt off.
I don't want to wake up in the mornings. Like before vacation, I'm up at, I wouldn't be up like y'all, but I'm up at 6 o'clock in the shower. It's fucking like 7 o'clock. It's like 7 o'clock and I don't even want to fucking get out of bed ever since vacation. I fall asleep at 9 o'clock. Still don't want to get up at 7 o'clock. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I feel, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just tired.
It's old age.
I think too, it's just everything going on.
Yeah, this year has been tiring.
Let's fucking get through this
shit. It's flying by, though.
It has.
It is. But it's
like it's dragged, but it's flown at the same time.
Yeah.
Like
it's so weird.
Jesus, I feel like we were just going on lockdown the other day. You know, it's
we dreamed of starting this. Now we're 14 episodes in here. I mean, having a ball.
Yeah. I almost listened to us today. I haven't listened to one episode.
Me neither. Blake has to listen to all of them.
Blake reviews them, but have you ever gone back and have you listened to them on?
I listen to them when they're posted, yes.
Oh, so you listen to them twice, three times that you hear us record it. You listen to the recording and then you listen after it's posted.
He puts a listen on the app for us.
No, since we since we fixed audio issues, I don't really listen through it anymore unless there's something really bad or like a really
like
long
before
pause.
Posting it.
Yeah, I just piece in the intro and the song at the end.
Okay, and just post it, and then you listen to it.
And then I listen to it right when it gets uploaded to make sure, like, because I don't listen to it.
You can go back and
I'm like, fuck, let me take it down, and I'll repost it the next day.
Like all this about that, man. Look how much we've grown. No audio.
He's going to go back and cut all this out.
Nah.
Audio issues. We don't have that shit no more. God, I forgot all about that.
Let's see where we're at here. Let's see real fast. You know, because we still got that. We'll bring episode one at, what did we say, 2,500?
2,500 listens. We'll bring, we'll put repost episode one.
Yeah, we're at 962 all time. I mean, come on, that's a lot though.
For three nobodies?
Yeah.
We gonna hit 1,000 here soon, boys.
Yeah. We need to make a video. I wanna get like a video or something that just gets like 1 million views.
All right, so here you go.
We gotta make a TikTok for that.
I'll name our states again.
Some kind of video. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I don't know what it's gonna be. I just want one time.
What was that fucking trend that was going on? The Harlem Shake. Let's bring back the Harlem Shake.
Oh, my God. There was going to be one of those at VCC. We're in 15 states for this month and...
Y'all hear that?
Four countries.
Four countries.
I hope one of them isn't Great Britain.
No, it's not, actually.
I don't give a fuck if it is. I hope they hear this shit. Bring your punk asses on down here. I'll square up with you.
God damn.
We'll dump your tea back in the fucking harbor, bitch.
Fuck your tea. Going right back into Boston Harbor.
The top episode for this month is the Nolte Bros Are Back. Look at you sons of bitches. You better...
We bring the heat, baby.
No more leaving. No, I got two positive things to close out.
All right, bring them on.
One, I heard it on another podcast. Old Dale Brisby, he said, in a bowl full of Cheerios, be a Fruit Loop. And that just hits home to me because, God damn it, I love Fruit Loops.
Yeah, no, that I can get down that. Like I hear things like that all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then last thing I have, you got to go through a valley to stand on top of a mountain, Jason. That's so true. You'll get there.
I've been on the mountain, brother. I stand on the mountain quite often.
God damn.
I don't think anybody can get a bigger head than me sometimes. I'm going to tell you what. I come off strong, but on the inside, I'm like, I'm a nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all a front.
It's
just talk. You know what I mean?
That's all good.
But you know what they say? You got to speak it. You know, talk about inspirational quotes and stuff. You got to speak it into existence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You wake up every day and you look in that mirror and speak it in. Whatever you want, whatever you want to be, whatever you want to do, you got to speak it into existence because eventually you're going to start believing yourself. You know what I mean?
That's like that saying, dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
That's right. That's right. So...
It all goes hand in hand, baby.
That's why we've got continue to have episodes. We're speaking this shit into existence. Y'all motherfuckers are going to like us whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I mean, we're not holding back here.
We're raping your ears right now.
Yeah.
We fucking you sons of bitches up.
Yeah. No, that's good. I think, you know what? I think we should do that for them. Let's bring in an inspirational quote every episode to close out.
I mean, that's what
I like. That
we're starting a lot of things to close out these episodes.
You know what? Because you know what? We're tired of fucking talking about Corona. I'm tired. I'm off Facebook because I'm tired of the politics. I'm getting fucking so worked up. My blood pressure. I'm gonna have a goddamn stroke. Laying in the
literally,
bed.
Literally right now he's about to have
You know
one.
What I'm saying? Like, no, let's get these people off their feet. Let's get them hyped. You know what I mean?
We're going to have to start doing where we open the episode and then we already start our close because it takes so long to close it out.
Yeah. They like listening to us. I get feedback. I get text messages. We got one listener. I get text messages. He corrects us. It wasn't, I'll read it to you. It wasn't airplanes. It was helicopters that flew over.
No, it was jets.
It was helicopters.
No,
he watched them.
I saw the jets. It was four. I saw the helicopters first off, and it was four jets. They flew over fucking daycare because I was getting out of the car to pick up my son. So
I don't know what that. That's just what I got. Helicopters, no jets. You know who you.
Who the fuck is?
You know who you are.
Hey,
you know who you are.
Don't call us out.
First off,
call us out publicly.
First off, I texted Josh that day on my way home from work.
He called. He didn't text me. He called me.
I texted you earlier and told you I saw helicopters coming up the river low as shit because they flew on top of me. And then I saw fucking jets fly right over Mechanicsville, Virginia. God damn it.
All right.
Blake just went on Call of Duty. He shot you between the eyes, and now he's teabagging your ass.
Ooh. That's old school.
And I got that kill streak, baby, so I'm about to fuck your team up.
He got the nuke.
He got a nuke. Burp,
burp, burp. All right, guys, let's wrap this shit up.
Back out game.
Hey, 15 minutes. Rocket launch.
Oh, God.
They won't even hear this till Monday.
We're going to see the rocket launch. I'm going to be sitting
in the... He was reminding us, not the listeners.
I'm going to be like, Josh, I'm going to be sitting in the cookout line.
Hey, next episode, the wife swap begins. It's going to be fucking great.
It's going to be awesome.
Are we going to tell them who's coming on first?
Sure.
You're going to get Lolo first.
Lolo?
Josh will be...
I'll be gone.
Kicked off of the show for one episode.
Taking a one-week hiatus.
And his wife will fill his spot.
This might be the one episode I have to listen to.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, hey. I don't listen at all either. I've listened to a few just to like share, like, oh, have you heard us?
Yeah,
and like play us a little bit. And I'm excited though.
No, it's gonna be a good time. Hey, everyone, have a safe week, and we'll see you on the next one.
Keep your chins up.
Appreciate it, guys.
Later.
Peace.
Peace.